بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. We had begun the discussion on incorrect practices in business. We had discussed in regards to oaths, that a person takes false oaths to sell items, and this is looked down in Sharia, not permissible in Sharia. And due to false oaths, a person sells goods. In the day of Qiyamah, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will not look at that person with affection, speak to him. Allah will not look at that person with rahmat and mercy. Nor will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak to him with affection. And nor will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify him for him to qualify to go to Jannah. Amongst other incorrect practices during business is deception and breach of trust. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once passed a heap of grain that was for sale. A sahabi radiallahu anhu was doing business and he had a heap of grains, whether wheat or barley, that he was selling. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed his hands in the heap of grains, he found it to be wet. He asked the salesman and the sahabi radiallahu anhu, "What is this?" He replied, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rain got into it, therefore the inside is still wet, while only the outside is dried." So the dry part, portion of it, he placed it at the top, and the wet portion was at the bottom. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him why he did not place the wet portion on top, so that people would know that it is wet, therefore defective. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The one who deceives us is not from amongst us." That, what does it mean? That he has no relationship with me and not one of my sincere followers. The word ghashana, man ghashana falaysa minna. The word ghasha is used at the end of the hadith. This word denotes deception, breaching of a trust, and pulling wool over people's eyes. This would therefore refer to all methods during business employed to mislead a customer, like mixing goods with things of inferior value to and quantity to it. That a person has a certain item he's selling, and possibly is 1 kilo or two kilos. Now to make it to the certain weight, he will add to that some inferior quality items to it to make it heavier and to sell the item. Thereby this is impermissible. Person is deceiving the customer. Or to conceal a fault in a commodity. There's some fault in the commodity, but a person does not disclose it. There are few masail in regards to this also, selling a car, selling a property, etc. So there's some fault to it, and he's aware of it. Does not inform the buyer about it. So that will render that sale impermissible. So when the buyer comes to know that the certain item has a certain fault to it, seller knew about it, didn't disclose it, didn't tell him anything, sold him just as it is, then he can cancel the sale and return the item. And there are many more masail to it. One is the person also, he knows there's a fault in the item, be it a vehicle as you mentioned, or be it a property, whatever it may be. Nowadays we have cell phones, there's so many commodities out there. So he knows there is a fault in it, but he tells the buyer, you are at liberty to check it completely as you want to. You may bring another friend of yours, in an expert, maybe an estate agent, or maybe a car salesman, you can check it up also. And if you're happy with whatever you find as it is, this is the price, you can purchase it, and he purchases the item after checking it. Then he has no right to return it if he finds a fault thereafter. So to conceal a fault in a commodity, changing the speedometer, meaning the kilos, how many kilometers on the clock, which was a common practice before, person changes it, or the model of the vehicle, does not disclose it, he registered the car late, 2020 model, but he registers 2021, and he sells it accordingly. That is impermissible. Or not disclosing the correct model of the vehicle. So all these things are deception. And for a Muslim, in a hadith, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, "La imana liman la amanata la." Person who is not trustworthy, he cheats, he speaks lies, he has no iman. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, is that befitting? That a person is not trustworthy, doesn't have iman, doesn't go together. So So a person who has iman, then his yaqeen is upon Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and all his mighty brothers, whether he's taking false oaths, and there are 16 points altogether, whether concealing the false or deceiving, etc., all this is linked to the iman of the person. It's linked to his iman and his yaqeen in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That Allah ta'ala is a provider, he might take a false oath now, and he might sell the item, or he might deceive and sell the item. But in different riwayat you find, when Nabi Ali salatu wasalam mentioned also, as long as they sell and buy together, they haven't separated, they haven't concluded the transaction as yet. And if any one of them has to deceive the other, then understand he's under the curse of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Another riwayat, or the same riwayat, is under the curse of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, under the curse of the malaika. When Allah tabarak wa ta'ala curses a person, nowadays a person is so afraid, my mother cursed me, or my father cursed me. Here Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is cursing the person. Or the malaika, who are ma'asum, sinless. When they curse a person, effectively it means that when they say curse in sharia, it means may Allah remove you from his rahmat and mercies. The person is out of the rahmat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and there's no barakat in his life. He may make figures, but there's no barakat, there's no blessings. We find illness in that home, sickness in that home, there's accidents taking place, the children are getting sick, something or the other is happening ongoing. Because out of the rahmat of Allah, is that in the barakat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the iman and yaqeen is incorrect, he feels by just speaking these things or doing certain things, he'll make a sale. But from the side of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, there's no barakat in there. Whereas a person will be honest, will not take false oaths to sell his commodity, he will not deceive, he might make a little profit. But the amount of barakat in there, the greatest barakat, ulama explained, with honest livelihood, the greatest barakat will be, is that that amount of wealth, that business of his may be quiet, but his barakat, what will be the barakat? It will allow him to worship Allah tabarak wa ta'ala with itminan. What do you say? It will purchase in his salah. Effectively, that business of barakat will purchase his jannat for him also. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal, inshallah.